Hello again, Michael Counter, Sex and Podcasting. Wow, this is a big day. This is the last in the 101 series, because this is the one that will get you actually podcasting. Pretty big deal. Now, what makes podcasting podcasting, and not just putting an MP3 file out on the net, is this whole thing about being able to subscribe to a podcast and have it sort of automatically get downloaded to your computer or to your media player. And in order to do all that, you only need one more ingredient. You need what's called an RSS feed that can handle enclosures. And that's what this episode's about. So there's three paths to this, depending on how you got your MP3 file out on the net. And so we'll just work through all three of them, and at the end you're going to be podcasting. If you aren't a blogger and you just put your file out on a website, now you need to become a blogger. And you need to do it in a way that will generate an RSS feed so that you can put the link to your file in your blog entry and have it show up in your RSS feed. Now, there are lots of ways to become bloggers, but for this sort of introductory deal, I'm going to suggest that you just head out to blogger.com and sign up for one of their free accounts. And so you got that little project to do, and when you're done, you get that all going. Then create a little blog entry and put a link in that blog entry to the file that you've already put up somewhere on the net. Now that you've got that, figure out where the RSS feed is. In Blogger, it's usually pretty clear in their help deal how you can link to your RSS feed, and you need to know where that is. And now you've joined the folks who already are bloggers for the crucial next step. If you already were a blogger and you put your file up on the net and you link to it in your blog, now all you need to do is convince your RSS feed to point at that file as an enclosure. Normal RSS feeds don't do that, and so lots of blogging environments like movable type and stuff like that, especially the earlier versions, don't understand enclosures. And so now I'm going to assume that you're a blogger and you've got a link to your MP3 file in your blog, and you need to get that enclosure thing in there. Well, the easy way to do that, again, there are lots of ways to do it, but the easiest way is to use another gizmo called FeedBurner, www.feedburner.com. And the reason that that's easy is because what FeedBurner will do is, if you turn on the feature to do this, it will look through your blog entry and it will find the first link to a media file, like the MP3 file, and it will automatically put that in an enclosure in your RSS feed. And so instead of having to struggle with your RSS feed software, you can let FeedBurner do all that. And that's all you need. Now, this implies that there's a lot of learning, and this is true. There is a lot of learning to do here, because I can't walk you through all these things in 5 minutes. But I think you can do this, because you've gotten this far. And having done that, you're podcasting. Now, for those of you who put your MP3 file out on one of the podcasting sites that I talked about in the last show, those sites already did all this RSS stuff for you, and so this is where you can jump in. And this is the very last step. This is the step where you subscribe to your own podcast with iTunes or whatever. And if all of the little pieces line up, you should see that MP3 file that you put out there as a show in your podcast. And you're podcasting. See? There you go. 6 steps to podcasting. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.